Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another day and episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. I hope you're up and about, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, recovering, maybe having a sip of coffee and some Tums for breakfast after gorging yourself on the Super Bowl. Now, talking about that, I'm not going to say if I'm happy or sad or going to complain about the lack of penalties or the illegal formations or any of that stuff, because I don't really care, because my team wasn't playing. But I will say the overall lack of commercial quality the last couple of years has been waning. Now, I did really enjoy the Tide commercials because I love that actor from Stranger Things. I don't know why his face and body just make me think that's a man. And I don't know why. But anyways, that's for another day. But yeah, that's the only thing I was really upset about is just the lack of quality commercials. I mean, there's a lot of good ones saying what good companies do. But I'm more in it for the laughs. And that could say something negative about me. But that's me, selfishly. I'm in it for myself in entertainment. But anyways, moving on this bright, kind of warm Monday morning up here in the northern parts of New England, I've been reading this book called 365 Degree Leader, something like that. Essentially the idea of leading from anywhere, essentially leading from the middle, so helping people above and below you. But they were talking about a concept that kind of struck a chord with me. And it's the idea of developing somebody and then equipping somebody. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting when it came to skills. And you can kind of really break down a lot of skills into developmental skills and equipping skills. And so there's a different – so development skills is something like equipping skills or something like I equip you with, oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind right now. This is awful. I hope you guys are really enjoying this. So, equipping skills are essentially like, I'm just going to give you the skills to do something. So this example is I'm going to teach you how to use word processing, or I'm going to teach you how to, answer the phone or this. So very, very like, I want to say mundane, but it's, I learn it, I do it, boom. That's pretty easy to do. So in my job, that would be, I'm going to equip you with the knowledge to learn how to run our system, how to answer our phones, how to do our sales, how to coach. I'm going to teach you how to do those things and as you should. And so for your personal life, that might be, I'm going to equip myself with the skills of learning how to work out, and then learning how to cook or stuff like that. So that's, and those are kind of what I call easier, lower entry things to do, to learn. Because once you got them, you got them for the most part. Now, where developmental skills as a leader, this is where most people fail, is to develop on. So developing skills is usually now, you're actually developing the person. And that's where I think it gets hard for people is developing your actual self. And so this would be an example of I'm trying, it's probably more your values and attributes. So looking at, I'm trying to develop more integrity or humility in that person. Or consistency. And the way I look at this in fitness is, again, our equipping skills is something like, so tying it back in, is something like I teach you how to squat. I teach you how to deadlift. I teach you this skill that will help you, will help improve your strength and ability. But the developmental skill comes in you learning to enjoy the process more than just the entry level. Well, this is what I do because, but the developmental skill is, oh, this is why I do it. Bigger picture. The other way I kind of look at it is where a lot of people struggle with nutrition is because there's not a lot of equipping skills with that. Yes, there's cooking, but at that point, there's a lot more development. I have to make this part of my life, my routine. And that's where it gets very hard for people when it comes to difference, because I have to then develop the want for it. I have to develop the desire and change. And it's kind of murky, but there is a difference between learning something very simple and then learning something very complex with a lot of variables, such as in the nutritional side of things. And I think that's where a lot of people end up struggling on those two fronts is I need both. I need both the strength side and I need both the nutritional side. The strength is very easy because I learn the rudimentary level of this skill and then I can go do it. And I do that in a very specific area, right? Where then development is, I learn it, but then there's a lot of other things that can affect it, whether it's my mood, day, and time. I mean, I'm going to do a squat in a gym, and when I'm in the gym, I'm going to do it. Versus when prepping a meal, I'm going to do that in my home and in my kitchen, but then there's more outside distractions coming in, and I have to develop the skill of to actually do it. And that's where it gets hard on those two fronts. I think that's the biggest difference of where people struggle with one, because working out is very much more equipping, where nutrition is very much more a development over time of habits. I know that's extremely murky and very thin, but hopefully you can kind of see that thin line there. Anywho, but hope you guys get a little bit out of that. And have a wonderful day, enjoying your time. I know some of you guys will be sulking and sad about your New England Patriots, but there's always next year for you all, like there is for anybody. So, yeah, have a good day, and I'll see you guys all next week. If you guys have any questions, please leave them down below, and always feel free to check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where I have information through via articles and other fun sources. Have a good day.